Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLove.com show where Jesus shines with love. I am your host this morning, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted to be able to kick off this morning with you. And we're going to go ahead and read. But first, I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you for tuning in on this morning to the AfridaLove.com show. Do not be late for church in a few hours. Amen. We're going to actually kick it off with Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And then afterwards, we're going to look at the scripture about the harvest. So let us go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us to wake up this morning. Amen. And you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and our strength. We ask, Lord, would you continue to bless us to be beacons in this dark and dismal world, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless something to be said or done on this particular ministry that is edifying and pleasing your sight. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunity. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and mercy. And we ask, would you continue to give us the revelation? Would you continue to give us your omnipotent power? And we ask, would you continue to help us to be more like you? We thank you for each and every person who's on the line. We thank you for the individuals who will come on the line a little bit later. We ask, Lord Jesus, would you continue to speak through us and to us? Help us to hear your voice. Help us to focus on who you are. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the sacrifices. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just blessing us to work for you, Lord. And we say thank you. And we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now I want you to get your Bibles out, and we're going to look at Matthew 9 and 37. And this is the King James Version, Matthew 9 and 37. And I want to give you what the Lord spoke unto me today. We talk about 9 and 37. And while you're getting your Bibles out, I want you to, first of all, understand the will of God. The will of God seeks to empower you, seeks to empower the Word of God, and seeks to promote the Word of God. And so many times when we are focused on God, we have to make a sacrifice, okay? Because God is getting ready to put us in a new dominion. God talks about the power and the dominion of his power. God says, I'm going to elevate you. I'm going to lift you up. But it's one thing that we have to remember about lifting up. God says that you have to make some sacrifices and you have to be in a position to be lifted up. One of the things that we have to sacrifice is we have to understand who has our ear. You know, when the Lord has our ear, then we're walking into the will of God. And when we listen to naysayers and we listen to people who just talk and nothing ever happens, then we cannot be lifted up because we're too busy. We're not working our harvest. So I want to talk to you about working the harvest because God has done some great things. I'm not going to share those things right now because God is doing some great things, and he hasn't completed his great work within me. Amen. God says, I'm continuing to complete my work. And God is talking about the harvest. That's going to be our theme for this month. And speaking of this month, we're going to talk a little bit about Black history as well. But I want you to get your Bibles out and read. Get ready to read. Matthew 9 and 37. I'm in the King James Version. Matthew 9 and 37. And I'll give you time to do that. We have many different people on the line on tonight. Okay, great. On this morning, actually. All right. Everybody have it? I hear some paper going. I hear some Bibles turning. I like that. I like that. All right. So, we're going to read Matthew 9 and 37. Okay. Then said he unto his disciples, talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. The harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. I want you to get out a sheet of paper, and I want you to write down Matthew 9 and 37. Matthew 9 and 37. Okay? And I'm going on the Spirit of God, so bear with me. Matthew 9 and 37. And I want you to write down the word harvest. And I want you to write your name by the word harvest, because we're going to be very honest with each other. I know that all of my genuine people are listening, and I want you to be very honest, because we can't miss out on our blessings. Amen? Amen. All right, we talked about the harvest. Okay? Then I want you to put right under it labor. Labor. L-A-B-O-R. And we're not talking about as in a woman giving birth. We're talking about labor as in work, put work. And I want you to put number three, I want you to put abundance. Abundance. And I want you to put W-O-R-T-H. All right, so you should have Matthew 9 and 37, number one, harvest, with your name right beside it. Labor, you should have work. Abundance, you should have worth. Okay? All right. Now, I told you that we have many different individuals on different levels, and this deals with being in the will of God. Ministry is not a sermon about prosperity. It's a sermon about abundance, having abundance in the Spirit of God. When you have abundance in the Spirit of God, God makes a way. He opens doors. He provides for you. He gives you what you need. If God wants you to minister, God gives you everything that you need to minister. He sets you up on platforms. If he wants you to be a radio host, he sets you up with different individuals. If God wants you to teach, he sets you up with the correct people. If God wants you to give different seminars, God strategically places people so that you can be able to provide those seminars too. And that's what we're believing in with God. Now, when we talk about the harvest, I want you to really think about this. Under the word harvest, I want you to put, listen to me closely, okay? Under the word harvest, I want you to place what you do for God. I didn't say what you do for the world. I didn't say what you was hired for. What do you do for God? What do you do to benefit God? We can never outgive God. What do you do in your life for the edification and empowerment of God? What is your job for God? Put that down. what is your job that you actually do for God? When I say that you do for God, it's either an insinuation that you're trying to save souls, process of giving the word of God. You are encouraging people on a daily basis, those type of things. I'm not talking about what somebody has hired you for. That's totally different. That's in a totally different realm. We're just talking about spirituality. We're talking about the harvest, because what I'm going to show you is a pattern that God has shown me that leads to abundance in the spirit of God. Okay, so we have the harvest. Now, whatever you put down, and some of you have one, some of you have two things, some of you have five, okay? What you put down is not what somebody has hired you to do. Now, let me be very honest with you, okay? Because this is going to really blow some people's minds, okay? I'm talking to my listeners, all right, my genuine people who really understand. And this is what God is speaking to me. What are you doing that a human being is not paying you to do, but you are doing it for God, preaching, ministering, and receiving compensation for that does not count in this particular formula of abundance? Now, that does not mean that you stop going to your gigs. It's very important. I'm trying to differentiate. I'm showing you what God is showing me. I'm differentiating the spirituality part. There's a spirituality part of abundance, and there is a gift. There's a gift, and we're going to talk about the gift later. We talked about the five talents. Remember, we talked about that. There is a gift that we have that you get compensated for, you get paid for, but there is also a spiritual service. It's called servant leadership that you do for God, and God gives you the abundance. And when God gives you the abundance, I'm going to show you how that filters into your gift that you are getting paid for, and how you become abundantly blessed and favored, how we become abundantly blessed and favored by God. So the harvest, what do you do for no type of gain? You do it for God. What do you do? Okay. Number two, we talk about labor. Chin every day. All right. What do you do? You have your harvest. What do you do in order to grow these things, to become closer to God? What do you do? What is your labor? What do you do? For instance, if you provide seminars, if you're a nonprofit and you provide seminars for students, what do you do within those seminars to help students become better? What do you do? Define that. Okay, so we have the harvest. These are things that you do for God on a daily basis. All right, God calls it missionary work, and you don't expect anything in return. This is truly working for God. This is truly working for God. You have faith that God is going to give you the increase. We have faith that God is going to give us the increase in this particular area of our lives. Okay, we have gifts, but this right here, God says this is spiritual abundance. This is the formula that I'm going to take you through. This means, what is your reasonable service? What do you do for God on a daily basis? Because if we're not working for God, then we're into somebody else's business, or we are working for the devil. We're working for Satan. Okay? All right, so we have the harvest. This is something that you're not getting paid to do, but you're doing it for God. God is giving you the increase. We talk about labor. How does that look? What do you do within this particular spiritual job that you're doing for God? Now, number three is very critical, because it's abundance. Somebody say abundance. It's abundance. And when you think about, when we think about the word abundance, okay, there's abundance. Abundance, all right? abundance, a very large quantity of something, the quantity or amount of something, abundance. Okay? Now, one of the things with abundance that God wants us to know, and this is not planned, this is all by God. One of the things about abundance with God is the fact that God says, and I want you to write this down, because God cares of you. No matter what this world does, no matter what happens in this world, no matter what happens to the economy, God says, and I want you to write this down, I will take care of you. And we're talking about God. And if you had put God in parentheses, because I don't want you to think that, you know, this radio host said, I will take care of you. God says, I will take care of you. Okay? Abundance. I will take care of you. What does that mean, God? A lot of people are asking. God says, I will supply all of your needs according to my riches in glory. I am your shepherd. You shall not want. I will take care of you. I will supply according to my riches in glory. I am your shepherd. You shall not want. Wow. So what does this mean towards our lives? What does this mean? It means that number one, when you look at number one, you have to show up at your harvest every day with a great attitude, work hard, and continue to keep God at front and center. It's very important. Those individuals whom can place something under harvest, you are doing this for God, and the world is not paying you, but God is, you are truly working for God. And God says, this is your season. This is your time to be abundantly blessed. We talk about the harvest, and I told you to put your name beside the word harvest. And the reason why I told you to make it personal and put your name right beside the harvest is because God says you're responsible for maintaining your harvest. That means that we're going to have to sacrifice some things. I told you about 2 days ago. I said I sacrificed. I had to close out some of the things in the world, and I had to focus on God, because God says, I'm getting ready to take you somewhere. And you're not closing out conversations because, you know, you're antisocial, but you're closing out those conversations that aren't meaningful. They aren't adding value, and you have to understand when to close out conversations. You have to understand when it's time to close the door, because you want to continue to work your harvest. And anything that's causing your harvest to lack, then it has to be removed, whatever it is. God says from this day forward, everything negative is rebuked. It's out of your life. Any type of negativity in our minds is out, it's gone. Any type of negativity within our heart is gone. God says it's time now to focus on the harvest, because those of you who are on the line now, this is strategic. There is nothing accidental about this. This is very strategic. You are truly working for God. If your harvest, if you're able to put something up here on your harvest, and the world is not compensating you for your harvest, this is evidence that God is taking care of us. And so God says, on abundance, put Emmanuel. God says, I'm always with you. Okay? So we look at the harvest. What are you doing for God? What is your job for God? Not what is your job, you're a preacher, you're a minister, you're singing. What are you doing for God in addition to your gifts? We're going to talk about gifts, and we're going to talk about the same formula. We're going to talk about gifts, but right now we're talking about spiritual abundance from God. Okay? Number two, when we look at labor, God says it takes hard work. You have to show up. Sounds like number one, but you have to show up. And God says sometimes in the field of labor, there are going to be people who are negative. There are going to be people who think negative, people who don't want to see you do well, people who want to see you down, people who are against you just because. You're like, what? God says keep working. He says you got to keep your mind busy on your labor. Because if you start listening to that negativity and you start, your mind starts processing that negativity, he says then your labor, your work will decrease. It will decline. And your harvest will go lacking. And then there's a domino effect. So when you labor, listen to me very closely. And, you know, in life, I was always around individuals, and I tell people this all the time, who were very positive, who always wanted to see people do well, who always felt the best in each and every person. And as we minister and as we get out into the world, we find out that there are people, God says, who want to see you fall. There are people who want to see you do bad. There are people who don't want to see you do well at all for no reason. Some people don't even know you. And it's called a jealous intent. It's called they're working for Satan. Those are key signs. God says there are preachers like that. There are teachers like that. There are leaders like that. And there are people in general like that who want to see you fail. They want to see you do bad. They glorify in anything negative. They glorify it. As a matter of fact, that becomes part of their everyday conversation. And God says their harvest is dying. Their harvest, God says, is just sitting there because they're not showing up, too busy talking, working for Satan. And they wonder why in the world, for instance, am I not making sales in CDs? Why in the world am I not getting gigs? Why in the world? Because you're too busy, first of all, worried about other people, and second of all, you want to see people fail. That's devil work. That's not of God. That's not of God. And so God says in your labor, you're going to encounter people like that. People are going to say, I preach. But they are very, their hearts are far from God because they constantly worry about other people. They constantly want to see other people fall. That's their heart. That's how they are. There's no respect of person. And God says there are people like that in the world. Get used to it. They want to see you fail. They want to see you do bad. And so you become a part of their everyday conversation. And so their harvest is over here dying, lacking, and they're over here worried about somebody else. So that you don't get caught up in worrying about what people are saying. People are going to talk regardless, but give them something to talk about from your abundance of God. Okay? Then God talks about abundance. He talks about worth. God says, no matter what people do or say, no matter what happens in this world, no matter how treacherous this world is, no matter how many times we fall and have to get back up, God says, I'm going to take care of you. That's a promise. God says, I'm going to take care of you. But God is saying when he's taking care of us, God says he doesn't expect us to continue to repeat the cycle of turning to our evil ways. turning towards our wrong ways. God wants us to move forward. God says we all stumble and fall. But God says, I will pick you up. He says, I'm going to take care of you. And sometimes it's very hard to make that sacrifice and say, you know what, I have to close the door to some of you, to the conversations. I have to close the doors. It's a very hard sacrifice sometimes when you have to do that. But God says, I will take care of you regardless. You don't have to worry about anything. God says, I'm going to take care of you. But you have to listen to God. And you have to close out all that negativity. People are going to talk. Whether it's pastors, whether it's people, they're going to talk because they're not out working their harvest. And you notice the harvest is just sitting there bare. They don't enjoy the abundance of God because they're not at the harvest. Then God says, I will supply all your needs according to my riches in glory. God didn't say some. He says all. God says, you are out there and you are working for me, for the glory of God. God says, whatever it is you need, I will supply all of your needs according to my riches in glory. God is going to supply you with everything you need. You don't have to worry about it. Then God says, I am your shepherd, you shall not want. God says, that's favor, grace, and mercy. There are some things that we don't even deserve. There are some times when God saves us and we don't even deserve to be saved. But God, in spite of, he looks beyond our faults and he sees our needs. And God says, I am your shepherd, you shall not want. Not only did God say he's going to supply our needs, but he says, I'm your shepherd. And whatever it is you want, according to the will of God now, God says, I shall supply it unto you. Then God says, Emmanuel, he says, I am with you always. And because God is with us always, we can have that assurance that we're never alone. God says, I am with you always, and I won't put no more on you than you can bear. I'm with you always. And so what I want to tell you on tonight as we talk, because I told you we was going to have a little conversation, and, you know, I have 100 people on this line right now, and nobody, I'm just receiving inboxes or text messages, okay? But what I want to tell you is this, because we haven't spoken in a while because we technological difficulties and I've been traveling, speaking, and things of that nature. But I want you to know that I want you to continue to work your harvest, whatever that is. I talked a lot about ministers wanting to drop their mantles, ministers wanting to quit and give up, people wanting to quit and give up for whatever reason, because of the world, because of a circumstance. God's not going to allow you to do that. And God says, when I get ready for you to stop your anointing or whatever it is, God will do that. Man will not. They don't have any authority to do it. Because God says, I gave that to you. This is functioning. This is the difference between the spiritual abundance and the world. Okay? God says, I'm not going to give you a gift. I'm not going to give you an ability and then take it back. God says, I will give you a gift. If you refuse to use the gift, you will not receive any rest until you labor in your gift. And so in looking at the spiritual abundance, God talks about the harvest. What are you doing that the world is giving you absolutely nothing? God says that is a true missionary of God. You are truly working for God. We haven't spoken about the gift yet. We haven't even touched the gift yet. Okay, the gift, that particular part, is going to be later on this week, the gift that God has given you. Okay, but this right here is a spiritual abundance. This is solely from God. It talks about the harvest. Continue to work your harvest. Your name is right there beside that harvest. God has given you that harvest. Continue to work it. It doesn't matter what people say. People are variables. They vary. This is your harvest. God gave you this. God gave you this gift, and you're giving back to the world in order for them to come to Jesus. And God is compensating you. Okay? Labor. Make sure that you do everything with excellence, decent, and in order. God is getting ready to expand some doors. When I talk about abundance and I talk about God providing, God says that these things that you're doing in the harvest, God says that they're going to become of great abundance. People are going to seek you out and want your services. That's why it comes in abundance. God says, if you're faithful over the few things, he will give you many. Be faithful. You start out. God says this is a start, a foundation. You start out by just serving people. And then it turns into something huge. So continue to work your harvest. Continue to work in the fields. Then we talk about the labor. And I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to be very honest with you. Everybody don't want to see you do well. I don't care if they're preachers. I don't care if they say that they're second to God, third to God, whatever. There are people in this world who want to see you fail. There are people in this world who will grin in your face and talk behind your back. That's the world. There are people like that. I'm just being very honest with you. There are people like that. And you have to understand and be able to discern. But you can't allow that to define how you work with your labor with God or your relationship with God. You have to continuously listen to God. People out who have your best interests in mind. And God will always reveal the real us. Always. Doesn't matter. He will always reveal that. But you have to understand that there are people, I'm going to say it again, they don't want to see you do well. They want to see you down. They want to see you not in a good position. But we serve a true and a living God. And that true and living God always raises us up, and he elevates us higher than we were before. And God says the blessings are about to come down. He says this is our season to be blessed. This is our season to recognize that God says, I am who I am. He says, I am your Father, which art in heaven. I am your shepherd. You shall not want. He says, I am the one who sought you out when you were from the sheep. When you left me, God says, I sought you out. You are my sheep. God is showing me the vision of the 99 sheep. And one went astray. God says, I went. I'm the one that brought you back because you are important. And God says, there are 99 sheep. He says, and I'm not going to allow one to go astray. And God is showing me the He says, all of these sheep are mine. I've called them by name. He says, I've called them by name. All of these different sheep. And because all of these different sheep are called by name, God says that if one leaves, if one falls short of the glory of God, God says if one is not in sync, if one is lost, then God goes and finds that one. And every now and then, we have been that one sheep. God says, I'm not going to let you fall. I'm not going to let you leave your anointing. I'm not going to let you just go out into the world. Because I called you, you're anointed, you're covered. The world just passed you by. And that's the parable of that sheep. And I have it in a whole new perspective. because when I thought about a sheep, I thought that maybe the sheep was in the pack and just wandered off. But God says, I'm not going to allow Satan to touch any of my anointed. I'm not going to allow Satan to disenfranchise my sheep, period. And God will come, and he will seek you out and bring you back to his own. That's how God works. And so when we talk about the labor, keep working for God. It doesn't matter. In life, and this is to kids, this is to adults, this is to senior citizens and whomever else. In life, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to literally fall. God will pick you up. You have to be in relationship with God. It's very important to be in relationship with God. Even when you're working out in the harvest, your labor, because you have people that just talk, 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 talk. Let them talk, 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 and let them watch God work, 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 work. You don't be moved or shaken, or you don't remove your harvest because of people. When God elevates you, that's when your harvest moves forward. But see, God is preparing some of us for ministry. He's preparing some of us for higher levels. And God says you have to be able to discern, and you have to be able to pray for those who are not working for God, who are working against God, who are working against you, who want to see you fail. You have to be able to stand right beside them. You have to be able to stand right beside them and also be focused on God. You can't, every time something occurs, you can't just run from the occurrence. God says, you are a lion. He says, I am with you always. And once you get that within your mind, students, kids, adults, once you get that within your mind, you can withstand anything because you have God. And so once again, in your labor, everybody that's beside you is not for you. They don't want to see you do well. And some people do, and you have to be able to discern that. You have to be able to shut all that stuff out for those who are not. But at the same time, you have to pray for them because God says, you're my anointed. And even though you have people right beside you who don't want to see you do well, you still have to pray for those people. That's part of the spiritual abundance of God. Imagine that. You still have to love and you still have to pray. You have to forgive. And then we talk about the abundance. God says there's no price for working for God because no man on this earth or woman can compensate us like God can. And so it's very important that we continue to think about Matthew 9 and 37, the harvest, the labor, and the abundance. And in reality, like I'm telling you, and I had a forum, this ministry is very mobile because I'm everywhere, but I had a forum online a little bit earlier, just talking about it. And I said, you'd be surprised. It's surprising to me. You'd be surprised how many people want to see other people fail. This goes from ministry all the way to professionals. But the thing about it is, God says their harvest is dying. God says their favor, grace, and mercy is dying because they are wishing that other people fail. Yeah, it's true. And so, with my genuine listeners, we don't wish anybody fail. We don't have a jealous bone in our bodies because God is our shepherd and we shall not want. We don't bother in the affairs of other people. We pray for other people, yeah, of course. But as far as, oh my gosh, I hope they fail. Oh my gosh, I'm so upset because now they're successful. Nah, we don't have time for that. Mm-mm. I see you and God has blessed you with something. Praise the Lord. That's just how I am. I've never, you know, I tell people this all the time. I've never been the type of person that hate on other people. I don't wish bad things on other people. When people are going through things in my camp, I'm going through it too. But I'm praying for you. I'm not talking about you. I'm not wishing that the worst happened to you. I'm praying for you. Because guess what? That could be me too. And so we pray for each other. In my camp, we pray for each other. My genuine listeners, all you guys who are on the line now, we pray for each other. That's why y'all are so successful. I have lawyers on the phone, doctors on the phone. I have millionaires on the phone. I have regular people like me. I have mayors on the phone, commissioners on the phone right now. And y'all are all successful. Nice homes, nice cars, nice families, nice everything. Because you are working in your harvest. You are about the business of God. And because you wish great things on people. And that's the key. That's what God is saying to my genuine listeners. He says, wish great things on people. Pray that things work out for people. Don't wish anything bad. And it's, I mean, I still don't get it. I was telling someone today, this minister that I was talking to in Atlanta, I said, I don't get it. I said, people actually live to wish bad things on people. That's just called jealousy. It's called hating. And we don't do that. Not in this camp, we don't do that. And so we're about God's business. And as I said before, you know, I have a new Facebook page. And I love everybody who was on my Facebook page, every single person, nothing personal. But at this particular season, I'm looking for business-oriented people, people who are moving and shaking, and people who are going forward. And so sometimes you just have to start over. Sometimes you just have to do that. And God says, that's a distraction. And so you have to. We're going to have to form another, we're going to have to form a circle. And so that's what it's all about. But spiritual abundance is important. To sum all this up, spiritual abundance. When we talk about spiritual abundance, we're talking about the things that we do for God. And God gives us the increase. What are those things? Labor. Keep working. I can't say it enough. I've repeated this about 10 or 12 times because I want you to understand that. You have to keep working for God no matter what. Nobody's perfect. You fall down, get up, keep going. You don't stay on the ground. For what? Because you're listening to people? They're trying to make it to heaven too. They're falling too. Some of them are still down. Okay? And then, of course, abundance. God says there's no price tag. But God did promise I'll take care of you. I will supply all of your needs according to my riches. I am your shepherd and Emmanuel. All right? So just know, I want you to hang in there. I don't want anyone to become discouraged. That's from kids all the way up to adults. Don't become discouraged by this world. This world, people talk. People are going to talk. It doesn't matter if they're ministers, whoever. They're going to talk. Some of them. Not all. But if you analyze, and we don't have time to do that, those who are talking, they have some things they need to clean up as well. So hold your head up and keep it moving. That's right, because I'm the encourager. I always say that I'm the encourager. And it doesn't matter what this world does. It doesn't matter what happens in this world. God says, I'm going to take care of you regardless. But that does not mean that we take advantage of that because we know that. That means we work harder. That means that we have to sacrifice and let some things go. And we have to begin to focus on God. Just because God promised all these things, and it's public now, does not mean that we just take advantage and do whatever we... No. We function on the unction of the Spirit of God. And I'm going to leave you with this. As the Lord is speaking, no one on this earth has the power or authority to control the favor that God has on my life or your life. No one on this earth has the power or authority to control the favor that God has on my life and your life on this earth. When God get ready to provide favor, grace, or mercy, he will do it at any time, any place, anywhere. And there is nobody on earth who can stop God's favor, grace, and mercy. But as for you, each and every one of you who is on this line and those who will listen later, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. Acknowledge God in all thy ways, and he shall lead and direct thy paths. There's going to be a time in your life when you fall and you feel like you can't get up. But God says, you are my sheep. And if one of you go astray, God says, I am coming to find you because I have anointed you and appointed you at this very time. I will clean you up, put you back in the herd, and you will be prosperous in the name of Jesus. So if you think for a moment that God is going to take away your anointing because you have fallen, if you think for a moment that God is going to take care of your take your gift, because God says it's not going to happen. So you might as well get up and preach. You might as well get up and, like the Lord has asked you to, and be obedient, because you're not going to get any rest until you function in the Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. This was a very good lesson. I know I encouraged some individuals because y'all are texting me. I wish y'all would talk online. But I understand, I have many different people online and dignitaries. No, I'm just playing. I'm just a plain person. I like to have fun, but I love God with all of my heart. Amen. So, I want y'all to continue to remain encouraged. This life is, it's an abundant life. And just because you've fallen don't mean you can't get back up. God says, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to do right by you. So just pray to God and keep working. And you have to learn to stop up your ears, close your ears up. Stop listening to everybody, because nobody knows but God. And I've told you the secret. There are some people who actually do not want to see you do well. There are some people who want to see you do horrible in their lives. If you look at it, there are some things that need a fixing. Amen? So we keep praying. We keep trusting and believing in God. And God's going to see us through. Amen? Amen. Now, I have a few announcements. Be sure to continue to uplift and empower your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actresses, anyone with a positive message, please be sure to Facebook Have Free to Love, or email emoneya_love@yahoo.com, or catch me on LinkedIn at Alfreda Love. Be sure to do that, ALFREDALOVE. Continue to pray for your family members. When you do, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Then pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. We want to pray for the young man in West Texas who passed away in a car accident. He was a senior at West High School. And we want to pray for his family. We want to pray for his classmates, his school. We want to pray for everybody. And we ask God's protection over each and every one of his family members. And he's in our thoughts and our prayers. We want to continue to pray for this world and this nation. We want to continue to pray for our youth. As I said before, we want to pray for organizations. We want to pray for the ministries. We want to pray for those who are depressed and sad. We want to pray for those who are working in the harvest, those who are not. We want to pray for just everybody. We have a couple of announcements. You know the Stellars are coming up in March, God's will, so make plans to attend the Stellars in Las Vegas. We have the National Black Writers Conference. That'll be on Thursday, March 22nd to Sunday. And we'll have award-winning writers Colson Whitehead, Kwame Doss, and David Leverett, Lewis and Susan L. Taylor, and we'll have many more different writers. On February 11th, which is Sunday, be sure that you check out TV One's. We'll have Behind the Movement. We'll have a drama which highlights the civil rights movement and the Montgomery bus cut. Excuse me. Montgomery bus boycott. Lord, have mercy. Somebody pray for me. Good morning, everybody. Also, remember that on April the 7th, we'll have our very own Sister Keisha Covington. Thank you so much, Sister, for the invite. We'll have her album release at Mount Pleasant Baptist Church. That's 17 Meldon Avenue, Southeast Atlanta, Georgia. Keisha Covington. Be sure to go out and support her and purchase her CD. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for the invite. In addition to that, continue to listen to the iFreeToLove.com show. That's on blogtalkradio.com/FreeToLove. blogtalkradio.com/FreeToLove. We have a workshop coming up in April, God's will. This workshop deals with our youth and working on self-esteem. Amen. Praise God. As well as testing strategies. I am going to seek also an author, children's books to come and speak as well. So please be sure to look out for that. In addition to that, with this particular conference, it will be on a Saturday, the 21st, from 10 a.m. to 12:30 noon. Amen. So be sure to bring your youth out. It's free. And I want to see all of you there. Amen. Because it's very important that we educate our youth on how to have high self-esteem, how to be confident in yourself through the help of God, and how to be successful in school, as well as testing strategies. Very important. So be sure to make plans for the 21st. Make sure that you don't have anything planned for the 21st, because I would love to see you at the workshop. In addition to that, be sure to connect with me, because I need two more speakers. I'm looking for two more speakers to speak to the youth. Or if you have any type of projects that deals with literacy, if you have any type of projects that deal with youth, if you need speakers, actors, actress, music, email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you have any events as well, let me know. I appreciate the events that were sent to me on today. I'm going to actually announce those on our next show. In addition to that, just continue, as I said before, to pray. We really need to pray for our youth. We really need to support our youth in a major, major way. It's very important to pray and support our youth. This is Black History Month, amen, and when we celebrate or commemorate Black History Month, we think about all of those individuals who made it possible to have equalization and who made it possible to just be who we are. And so I would like to highlight Sister Maya Angelou. I'm going to let you listen. I'm going to turn this down right quick. I'm going to let you listen to Sister Maya Angelou. I know most of you know her, but I have some individuals from all over the world who may not know who Maya Angelou is. I'm going to first of all let you listen to her poem, "And Still I Rise," and then on tomorrow, God's will, I'm going to read her accomplishments. Sister Maya Angelou, this is her poem, "And Still I Rise." You are listening to the AfridaLove.com show. This is Sister Maya Angelou, "And Still I Rise."
Everyone in the world has gone to bed one night or another with fear or pain or loss or disappointment. And yet each of us has awakened and arisen, somehow made our ablution, seen other human beings, and said, "Morning, how are you? Fine, thanks, and you?" It's amazing. Wherever that abides in the human being, there is the nobleness of the human spirit. Despite it all, black and white, Asian, Spanish, Native American, pretty, plain, thin, fat, vowed or celibate, we rise. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I rise. Does my sassiness affect you? Why are you beset with gloom? It's because I walk as if I have oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like suns and like moons, with the certainty of tides, just like hope springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Does my sassiness upset you? Don't take it so hard just because I laugh. As if I have gold mines digging in my own backyard. You can shoot me with your words. You can cut me with your lies. You can kill me with your hatefulness. But just like life, I'll rise. Does my sexiness offend you? Oh. Does it come as a surprise that I dance? As if I have diamonds at the meeting of my thighs. Out of the husk of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain, I rise. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise into a daybreak miraculously clear. I rise, bringing the gift that my ancestors gave. I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so, naturally, there I go rising.
Amen. So that was Sister Maya Angelou, "And Still I Rise." Amen. And so remember, no matter what it is in life, you can still rise because we have our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want you to be sure to let your family and friends know that the AfridaLove.com show is on, but they can go to, write this down because I want you to call them or text them and tell them, blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com /FridaLove. Scroll down. You may see an advertisement on the page. Scroll down and listen to the particular ministry. Join the particular ministry. You can join or whatever you need to do, amen? But I want you to listen to the ministries. I want to thank each and every one of you for staying awake and remaining awake on tonight. And I will see you in a couple of hours at our next show. We're going to have some a little ministry and encouraging words, amen, because God is getting ready to do a great thing. God has already done great things, and God is blessing. Amen. And so remember, just to sum everything up, remember to continue to work your harvest because why? It's yours. Remember to continue to labor. And you know, as I said before, your labor is not in vain when you're working for God. Continue to labor. You're going to have individuals who actually want to see you fail, and you're going to have individuals who actually want to see you do well. You have to know who it is. And then finally, make sure that after you do that, make sure that you understand the relationship you have with God. God says that I am your shepherd, you shall not want. God says, Emmanuel, I am with you always. God says, I will give you the desires of your heart. And so God is always with us, he says. And guess what? He says, we all have sinned and fallen short. We all have gone astray from God. And God said, I had 99 sheep, but you went astray, and I went to find you because you matter, because you're anointed, because I gave you a purpose, and I'm not going to let the world or Satan or anyone else destroy the anointing that I have given unto you. And so we have on God, and you have to stay focused, remain focused on your labor no matter what. You have to kind of be like the horses, God says, and put on blinders sometimes. You have to kind of be like the horses, and you have to put some cotton balls in your ears so that you can really focus, because we have to listen to positive things. God says there is nothing negative about working for God. So if you are in the harvest and there's always negativity, and we're talking about working for God, we're not talking about the gifts yet. We're not even on gifts yet. We're talking about spiritual abundance, spiritually working for God. And there's negativity. God says that's not of him. That's a tactic of the devil. God says your harvest is not in that place. God says your harvest is somewhere else. And so you have to make sure that you understand. We have to make sure that we understand where the harvest is, because God says that the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Some people have shown up to their harvest, but it's been so much negativity that their harvest is sitting idle. Some people have not shown up at all because they're too busy worried about the Joneses and the Smiths, and they need to fix some things in their lives as well. That's why they haven't shown up. But as for you, show up every day to your harvest. And no matter what, continue. Amen? Amen. And once again, I want to appreciate each and every one of you. If you have an event coming up, you know what to do. Email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. As I said before, if you're interested in the workshop, email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. It will be in Waco, Texas. Yes, 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 Waco, Texas. And then we're going to be in Atlanta, Florida, Tennessee, and some other areas. But please be sure. Please be sure to email me. All right? All right. Well, I thank each and every one of you for listening. And I pray your strength in the Lord. I pray that God does some great things in your life. And remember to always be hopeful for individuals. Always want individuals to succeed, and watch what God will do in your life. In the love camp, in this particular camp, we don't wish anything bad on anybody, right? We want everyone to be successful. We want everyone to do the will of God. Amen? Amen. So I really appreciate each and every one of you, and I ask God's blessings over you, and may God keep you, is my prayer. You have listened to the AfricaLove.com show. Be sure to come back on tomorrow to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. Be sure to come back. All right. Thank y'all so much, and have a blessed morning.